Welcome to MT Sobek. I'm Jeremy Martin, one of the local guides for the England Cotswolds Village to Village walking tour. The Cotswolds is an area of outstanding natural beauty to the west of London, bounded by Stratford to the north, Oxford to the east, Cirencester to the west, and Bath to the south. The hills are made of Cotswold limestone, and this is the honey-coloured building material of the villages, the magnificent churches, and the thousands of miles of dry stone walls. If you like the idea of hiking through bucolic countryside, with a picture postcard village every mile or two, with glorious 11th and 12th century churches, wild moorland with vast vistas over the surrounding counties, ancient woodland, and impossibly cute English pubs, then this is a great trip for you. Oh, and a lot of sheep. We visit villages with names like Boughton-on-the-Water, Clapton-on-the-Hill, Stow-on-the-Wold, and Moreton and Marsh, and we stay in perfect country inns where travellers have been staying for centuries before us. On day one, we will be hiking from Swinbrook through to the market town of Burford to the doorstep of our lodgings, the Lamb Inn. We'll be linking up some of the local villages and churches, including tiny St Oswald's Church, now sitting alone in a paddock built on the ruins of Roman foundations. Day two is one day of the Monarch's Way, a long-distance route that recreates the route that King Charles II took after losing to the Parliamentarians in the English Civil War in the 1600s, and then back to the Lamb Inn in Burford. Days 3, 4 and 5, we're based in the north of Cotswolds in Broadway. We're going to hike back-to-back the first 3 days of the Cotswolds Way, a long-distance route that starts in Chipping Campden, the birthplace of the worldwide arts and crafts movement. On the third afternoon, we finish at the high point of the Cotswolds, Cleeve Hill on Cleeve Common overlooking Cheltenham. And the final 2 days, we transfer south to the tiny village, perhaps the cutest village in the Cotswolds, Bybury. And we'll be walking from Chedworth, again linking up the villages through the woodland to the banks of the River Colne, and then to the doorstep of the Swan Hotel. Day seven, the final day of walking, we're going to walk along the southern reaches of the Colne River from Quennington via St Aldwyn's back to the Swan Hotel for lunch, so we can transfer through to the market town of Cirencester for the afternoon. Cirencester was one of the two largest cities in England in Roman times after London, so it has a rich cultural heritage. Through this journey, we will be visiting Sudeley Castle, home of Catherine Parr, King Henry VIII's last wife, Stratford-upon-Avon, where Shakespeare was born and is buried, Chedworth Roman Villa, the ruins of a luxury dwelling where the locals lived a Roman way of life long after the Romans left Britain. It'd be great to have you on one of our Cotswold walking tours with me, or one of my amazing colleagues. If you would like to learn more, please call our trip consultants on 1800 974 0300, and I look forward to sharing with you the Cotswolds, the most beautiful part of England.